Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. This is another spontaneous edition coming to you. We're talking heavyweight boxing once again. A lot of quotes out in the media. Eddie Hearn doing a fantastic job keeping not only Matchroom, Anthony Joshua, and many other of his fighters in the media. Right now, Eddie Hearn has what is used in boxing as a cash cow in Anthony Joshua. So it is the bait at the end of the hook to entice anyone to his promotional company and his side and form an alliance. Eddie Hearn has come out most recently and said that he feels he could create a clear path for Tyson Fury to Anthony Joshua. And that's what we're going to be discussing here today. Eddie Hearn's making a clear path for Tyson Fury to Anthony Joshua. But the question we will pose to every listener that stumbles across this heavyweight gold: should it be before Deontay Wilder? Does the former lineal true champion Tyson Fury deserve an opportunity at Anthony Joshua, coming off of almost a 2-year layoff and a more than 100-pound weight deduction? Should that be Joshua's next fight, or would many consider that a cherry pick, getting Tyson Fury at the right time? And what about Eddie Hearn using Joshua as bait in an attempt to sign Tyson Fury and others? This is what we'll be talking about. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. This is the Boxing Voice Radio. We're going to head on out to the Golden State to my co-host, the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout.
The main thing is, I just
know
the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com. I know. You know. A lot of people are going to hate either us for this show or hate on the title or blah, 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 blah. But Eddie Hearn had some quotes, and he definitely had an interview with Sky Sports, and he said some interesting things about both the Wilder-AJ fight, signing Tyson Fury, the quote-unquote straightforward road into a lot of heavyweight fights, including, as Eddie Hearn said, Anthony Joshua, Dillon White, Tony Bellew. You know, there's a lot of things we can talk about and different angles we can look at for this. Is it possible that we get a Tyson Fury-AJ fight before AJ versus Wilder? To me, that's where the speculation lies in this quote, or this interview, I should say, is that, is it possible? Did Eddie Hearn leave the door open for a Tyson Fury bout before we get the Wilder fight? Which I think would, in a lot of hardcore fans' mind, not be the right move to make. Again, can we chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers?
Yes, Matt. I am excited to go to court. Yet again.
Please, AJ fans, please call in. Add Nestor Gibbs.
Excited yet again. So, first,
Hey, Tyson Fury, I heard you said I'll knock you out if me and you fought. Hey, man, you got to have more confidence in yourself, man. Anything can happen in a fight. You see, Buster Douglas knocked me out, so anything can happen. You have to have more confidence in yourself. And I look forward to seeing you making your comeback, okay, buddy? Take care.
Comeback.
We're being attacked, man. We're being attacked, believe me.
Comeback.
Yes. Yes, Nestor.
Is it considered a comeback to simply just lose weight?
Are you saying, or are you more accurately asking, is Tyson Fury's comeback fight just his weight loss journey?
Well, is it a comeback if he does come back and fights Anthony Joshua? Would it be fair to Tyson Fury and his fans?
No, it wouldn't be. Similar to how I think it wasn't fair to, let's say, Julius Ndongo's fans.
Versus Regis Progress, you mean?
No, and we can go along the line of anyone coming off a loss going straight into a title fight. To me, that is always suspect. To me, it looks at poor management. To me, it looks at somebody wanting to get a check. So if we were to get that, I would be concerned if I were a Tyson Fury fan. I would be upset. Yeah, I wouldn't like it. I put it that way.
No. I know. But now, I guess, let's go to the man himself.
Yes, I said we get this fight. Unlike Donkey Kong. Make it the biggest fight in British boxing history. I say we get Lennox Lewis involved. I say we get Frank Bruno involved. AJ Fury, it's on. This is it. It does not get any bigger than this. You got the two unbeaten heavyweights, both over 6 foot six, both 18 stone odd, both unbeaten, one lineal champion of the world and one unified champion of the world. Has this ever happened before while both unbeaten? OMG, I am so excited. I hope you guys are. Can't wait. Return of the Mac, biggest fight ever in British boxing history. So proud to be involved in it. The fans are the only winners. Take it easy. Peace out.
Now, how'd we get here? Where Tyson is all of a sudden an option. I do remember this just aired on Behind the Gloves or against, what is it? Take the glove off, whatever the name is.
Which one, Michelle Phelps?
I'm hearing a few rumors that maybe Tyson Fury will walk in the ring on the night.
That's what a lot of people have been saying. Nothing's been locked in.
Is this part of mind games? Is it, you know, is it something that you'd like to happen? Is this,
well,
you know?
We're good friends. So you never know what can happen come fight night.
Does that make a difference to you?
I'll punch him out of the ring as well. Tyson's a clown, man.
So, I mean, you go from being a clown to all of a sudden becoming a viable opponent?
Well, at least at one point, Tyson Fury was a viable opponent. Obviously, Anthony Joshua called him out after his Klitschko fight. I don't think Anthony Joshua considers Tyson Fury a credible opponent right now. Does Eddie Hearn a match from sports? Most likely, because it still represents dollar signs. Similar to how, you know, you would put a in-house fight with the guy that just lost coming up against a title fight for financial reasons and resources, you know, what you have available to you. Tyson Fury represents a lot of money. If they sign him, and they are obviously dangling the AJ carrot in front of Tyson Fury to try to sign him. That to me is without a doubt. Whether it is real or not, I think it's for everyone's opinion to make.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I think that Billy Joe Saunders proved already that he is loyal to Frank Warren. Tyson and Billy Joe Saunders are friends. They've trained in Marbella together. They've always supported each other throughout their fights and show up to one another's fights. I believe they're cut from the same cloth, and I believe that Tyson, push come to shove, will ultimately say the same thing. And this is just more smoke and mirrors, buying more time. Hence, instead of clear path, we put clear duck, because that's all this will be, in my opinion.
How?
The AJ protectors will mask this as a huge fight, as Tyson being the true champion. But at the end of the day, he would be coming off a significant layoff. He deserves some decent comeback fights, and he is not worthy of an opportunity coming off of a significant loss when there is another champion willing to unify.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think Eddie Hearn even said that as much in the Sky Sports interview. He said that Tyson Fury should take I forget the exact wordage he used. I'm going to paraphrase, but he should take a reasonable comeback fight, I think is what he said, or close enough. I think he used the term reasonable fight in his comeback. I think even Eddie Hearn knows that that's probably not AJ. And you're probably going to make more money off of Tyson Fury AJ fight if Tyson Fury has a win in the recent public mind. Maybe against a Tony Bellew, David Haye winner. I think that, again, I think this is all, like you said, smoke and mirrors. I don't think we're getting a duck. If we get a in-between fight from now, from the Parker unification to a Wilder fight, I don't think it's Tyson Fury. I think it's Dillon White. I think it's Jerome Miller. It's one of those two guys. It's not a Tyson Fury. Because I think Tyson Fury probably is smart enough to know not to take the AJ fight coming off this weight loss. Get a win under his belt. Tyson Fury is a smart guy. I just think his team is smart enough. Yes, sir. You know it's not clicked on you on YouTube. There you go. There you go.
No clue what you're talking about, Matt, at all. Really have no clue what you're talking about.
Again, I in the interview, Eddie Hearn said that he would probably not put Tyson Fury up there with AJ first, that if Tyson Fury were to sign with Matchroom. So, again, it's all promoter talk at this point. It's all who you believe and what your opinion is. There's really no clear facts to the matter. But I don't think we get a Tyson Fury fight before Wilder. I don't think that happens.
Well, what happened to this?
But one thing he needs to know is, if there's the biggest fight in world boxing, don't you think old greedy bollocks here wants to make it? And don't you think that Anthony Joshua, after all the talk from Wilder, wants to fill him in? 100%. I was with AJ this morning. He's desperate for the Wilder fight. But he came in with these ridiculous demands. But it's one thing talking about it. All he does is talk in the media. Give me a call. You want to earn some real money? Deontay, call me, baby. Come on. Let's not talk in the media. Let's talk about business at the table.
Let's talk about business at the table. Ridiculous demands are the key words used. I present what should have been like by now exhibit maybe C. If you look at the thumbnail, ladies and gentlemen, you will see a tweet from Tyson Fury to Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearns. This states that Anthony Joshua will accept 40% of the fight split between he and Tyson Fury, that he will walk out first and be announced first because Tyson is the biggest fight out there for these guys by double. And he adds Eddie and he says, you heard it here first. Now, the reason I present this, Matt, and hopefully you're educated enough to understand the double standard, where Eddie Hearn logic, Deontay Wilder is insane and living on a ridiculous planet because of his numbers. So why isn't Tyson on that same planet? And instead, why is Tyson being able to have conversations even after saying that he deserves 60%? For anyone out there that didn't understand what the tweet read, he wants 60%. And even with this ridiculous notion that he wants 60, Eddie is still willing to sit down. Eddie is still willing to get him the fight. But with Deontay asks for 50-50 and it's oh, this guy's crazy. We can't talk to him. I can't sit down with Shirley Winkle and reply to the email after Deontay's in the media saying he wants 50-50. I see obvious shucking and jiving, shucking and jiving. I don't see anything else. I don't see how anyone sees anything else. I don't know how people are still saying bias and all this ridiculous shit when all I can fucking hear. That's all I hear. This is all I hear.
You better not duck me, son. You better not
all
duck me, son.
All I hear. And to Eddie.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
I'm just saying, man.
In Eddie's mind, he must think that Tyson represents more money.
He obviously represents more money, Matt. I know that. You know that. But tell the truth. Don't spin it.
Well, I'm not. Can you let me finish?
I'm excited.
I know. Ness, I know. You remember when you got really upset at me yesterday for cutting you off? I mean, don't.
No, I don't remember that. That was yesterday. This is today.
So don't cut me off, Ness. I think that Eddie Hearn, in his mind, will put up with Tyson Fury's ridiculous demands more because there's more money for AJ and it's probably less risk. I mean, Tyson Fury, while being a phenomenal boxer, isn't the heavy hitter, doesn't represent the one punch knockout ability, doesn't represent the ability to make you turn into a meme that Wilder sort of represents. That on the table always leads to a little bit of hesitance by a promoter, in my opinion, to make a fight. Similar to Canelo Triple G, I never had the feeling that Canelo was really scared of Triple G. Oscar and Golden Boy were the ones that were making Canelo take those fights, in a sense, and telling him, hey, you're going to take these options, and we're going to make this amount of money, and then we're going to fight this beast later on. And listen to us, because we know the game. We've been here longer. Trust us. Trust the process. You sort of get that, I think, with Eddie Hearn and AJ. I don't think AJ is at all concerned about fighting Wilder next. I think Eddie Hearn and team are concerned about fighting Wilder next and what that could represent to their brand to have an L early in their career, even though for us fans, we know it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Do you think it's ducking? You can think that. That's fine. But again, we've sat on this table and said, yeah, we will be 100% accepting of in between fights if there is a guarantee of Wilder next. As long as we get that, we're good. As long as we get that, we're good. So even if AJ takes Tyson Fury next, if we get a guaranteed Wilder next, we're good.
Question is when? How many fights do we have to endure before?
I mean, we had two fights for Ward and Kovalev on in their contract before they fought each other, remember?
So in this hypothetical world, in this hypothetical contract, which I like, I want to start by saying I like, do the two fights start after the Joseph Parker fight, or is this one included?
I would assume so, only because, let's be honest here, the first real meeting between Wilder's team and AJ's team is going to happen on that weekend. That's going to be the first legitimate meeting they're going to have in discussing business. So I think that is when the clock is really ticking on this contract, this, you know, hypothetical contract that we know is there in boxing to be made. That's my take on it, Nestor.
I mean, what? You don't know how to play lead? You don't see me?
I don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry. You're right next to the mic. Maybe you're about to talk. No, no. Usually you turn the mic away from you when you don't want to talk.
Check the chat. That's what I'm doing.
We obviously have to pick an Alexander Brandt and Salvin Barrera for these two guys, right? White, Gerald Miller, Tyson Fury. You need one more guy. And that other guy could be a Pulev. That other guy could be a Huey Fury.
Joey Ocean, I'll change the channel's name if you call in and say that. Call in.
I feel like we're not being that biased on this show. I mean, might be a little biased. I feel like
We're presenting audio from them like this. Like this little piece of evidence.
The back end of October. It might be. It was a week after.
A week after. So I'm chilling. And he was like, you know. I'm Dante Wilder, bomb, Alabama power, baby. WBC heavyweight champ of the world. So we hear all of that shit. And then I hear, I've been chasing Anthony Joshua for the last, I was like, fam, I was in camp for the last 4 months. I didn't hear a peep. So I'm ringing Eddie like, Have you heard anything about me fighting Wilder? Has he sent over any No. Is there anything that's been no? I mean, Rob, no. So I said, all right, cool. So we get in touch.
So whenever the fuck that happened, he obviously knows now that Wilder is trying to perceive in the media that AJ is ducking him. Am I right? Am I at least correct in assuming that audio indicates he now knows Wilder is saying in the public Anthony Joshua is ducking him?
Sorry, repeat that last part.
Oh my God, you're killing me, Matthew.
Hey, you did it to me before.
Murder right here. Does the audio indicate that Anthony Joshua now knows Wilder is trying to perceive in the media and public that Joshua is ducking him?
Yeah, but I feel like they've known that for a while.
Okay, but now at least we have him on video and audio.
What, acknowledging Wilder's presence? Acknowledging
Wilder's call out, right?
Acknowledging Wilder as a human being, yes.
And acknowledging his call out.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what is the new excuse? Because for that interview, it was, I was in camp, man. I didn't know. I called Eddie. Eddie said, no. Now he knows. Everyone knows about Shelly Finkel in the email. There's video all over town. There's audio. Now he knows. It is up to him. Right now, yo, it's all about Joseph Parker.
And again, I think they understand how big this fight is. I mean, Eddie Hearn said in the latest interview that this is the biggest legacy fight and history-making fight in the division in a while, he even said.
Which one? The Joseph and him?
Joseph and no. Joshua and Wilder. Obviously, with Joshua beating Joseph Parker. That being for an undisputed heavyweight champion. You know, the magnitude of that fight. Eddie Hearn knows how big this fight is. And he even said as much that the fans want this fight and the fans don't care about who is making who. They just want him to make the fight. And he even said that. He said the fans want me to make the fight.
Eddie is so good at what he does. Look at our chat. It's Shirley Winkleness. Get it right. Eddie systematically puts things out there and has these AJ protectors lap it up like a bunch of fiends. You're addicted to the lies and the deception, and you don't mind the smoke and mirrors. You want a Dillian White rematch because you're begging for Wilder to end Dillian. And that's as far as I'll take it, because Dillian said he will be coming on the show. That being said, you want that. You want a rematch, a hometown fight. He deserves to come back home, Ness. He's done it all. He deserves it. It's his mandatory. The next excuse is going to be, it's his mandatory, Ness. He's got to fight Povetkin. Why should he pay step-aside money like Deontay Wilder, who needed to, because he needed to prove himself? These fucking ridiculous. I mean, do you want to see the best fight the best or not? That is my question. Do we want to see the best fight the best, or do we want to see the best story? Because, look, I'm a guy that I love story as well, but we have to call a spade a spade. We cannot keep with this ridiculous notion that this fight is not being held up.
We don't know that. What do you mean? Do we really know that yet? I mean, Joshua has a fight coming in 2 weeks. After that fight, then we really know, right? Because then the clock is really taking the
finger. Dropping Gerald Miller in the media, saying that he's next in Brooklyn, talking about Fury in a direct path. And don't even get me started on him saying he wants to sign Deontay Wilder. I mean, this is officially become Mayweather-Pacquiao, where these two wanted to pay each other flat fees and you come sign for me and we'll get this fight done. Get rid of your promoter. I mean, all he's saying is how Deontay has 8 or 9 promoters and managers, and he can't deal with Shirley and he can't deal with this one, but he could
All fluff to get casuals and to get Wilder fans pissed off. That's all that stuff is. That stuff doesn't even matter. That stuff is like, it's the Shirley Winkle stuff. Like, that stuff doesn't matter.
My friend, it does matter because you have, you have zombies like The Walking Dead behind AJ protecting it and lapping this
up. Fine. That's fine. They're never going to be convinced with anything. That's cool. Let them get lost in the weeds about that stuff, about Shirley Winkle and blah, 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 and 16 managers. You know, Wilder has 16.
First of all, if this were Floyd Mayweather.
That doesn't matter. Let me get some jabs in. The stuff that Hearn said that means the most is that the fans want him to make the fight. That matters. That is significant. That means that's a sign that he is starting to feel the pressure. Yo. Two. AJ,
can I get a backhand in here? Get a backhand. All right. If this were Mayweather calling Bob Arum, Shirley Winkle, the public, American public, Filipino government, and entire world would be calling him Chicken Mayweather. Okay? We have to show these double standards. We have to. When Mayweather insisted on drug testing, he was the one ducking.
Double standard. I think there's just tribalism in this case. Like, you have UK fans writing theirs and the US fans writing theirs. Like, that's not a double standard as just like nationalism. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. Like, the Pacquiao Mayweather thing had the US audience split. We had people going double standards in the same market, the same demographics, etc. This is different. This is a pure, we're waving our flag, they're waving theirs sort of thing, in my opinion. As long as that's going to be, you're going to have Wilder fans say that Wilder is the heaviest hitter of all time, that he could knock out Tyson, that he deserves 50-50, you know, that he is this huge ratings on Showtime. And some of those things are true. Some of those things aren't. And you're going to have the AJ fans doing the same thing, saying things that are true and some things that aren't. And galvanize the fan bases and get them hyped for the fight. And it's going to happen in the next 12 months. I absolutely guarantee it's going to happen in the next 12 months. It is.
Matt, now what is so scary about calling into a live radio to discuss a sport that you're obviously passionate about? If you're listening to a podcast and you're visually watching it, you're a fan. Now, my thing is, how'd you get that keyboard warrior syndrome? Like, how do you not want to have a voice? How do you rather have blisters on your fingers? There are questions that you want answered, and I would love to answer them. So call in. 1-425-569-5241. This is breaking news.
And hey, if you are a like AJ fan and you really want to have that debate, tell us, hey, I'm an AJ fan. I want to have a good debate. You know, let's be reasonable here, and I'll be a moderator. You can debate with Ness. We can do it real good. Don't worry about it. We can handle it right.
They don't want to rumble with the B.
No, they don't. But I mean,
they hex on the whole family.
And add Ness to Skype or 1-425-569-5241 if you are domestic.
And the reason I chose this thumbnail is because Fury is a realistic option. He is and has really slimmed down. He's sparring with Chisora, you know, I mean, and now Chisora sparring with Lucas Brown. So, you know, Fury is an option, brother. He's a domestic big fight. Let's go out to the callers. I think we've said the name. Time to hit dispenses.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right, so let's go on out to what looks like a first-time caller. Shannon, what's up?
Yes,
what's up, brother? Where are you calling in from?
The UK.
The UK, first time caller. How long you been listening?
Yeah, about two years now.
Oh wow, good. So perfect. I'm gonna get and just get to play this 3-minute bell, man, and you can take it away.
Yep. So, question the facts I want to point out right now. Before I go on, though, can I please not get cut off by your audio getting higher and higher as I drown out my voice? I appreciate that. Okay, so I was just looking at BoxRec. Everyone looks at it, even you. I know you do. Okay, we've got Dillian White, 16-0 when Joshua knocked him out. 16 fight. Charles Martin, well-titled fight. Paid for that fight, but still a good fight, 23-0. Finished in first round. Dominic Brazil, 17-0, tough man, battered him up. 18 fight, Eric Molina, who rocked Wilder, almost KO'd him. 25-3. Vladimir Nikic, going old man, unification fight-ish, I could say. 64-4, excellent fight. Followed by Carlos Takum, last-minute replacement, 35-3. Okay, didn't even trouble Joshua once apart from the headbutt. And then you got the Joseph Parker fight up and coming. So decent little fights there. But what I want to compare him to is your boy Wilder's 15th fight. I don't know who the fighters are, but it was a 15-6. 16th fight was a 6-6. 17th fight was a 46-15. 18th fight, Molina, who spoke what happened in that fight, should have lost it. 19th fight, 17-3. 20th fight, it was 11-1. So I just want to know what you
got to
say about that, Lester.
You realize that Jennifer also had double the amateur experience, right?
Yeah, if you want, but this is the professional game. No one's shouting their mouth off in the amateur game.
Hold on.
I can answer that. All of that was before Anthony Joshua beat Charles Martin. I have an interview on my channel after Anthony Joshua beat Charles Martin, sitting down with Deontay Wilder, where Deontay Wilder says that Charles Martin was ill-advised. He was not looked after because they knew he did not have the potential to exceed. And he sold his belt. And he called out Joshua right there for a unification. Now, that was after Joshua won his title versus Charles Martin. Now, the protectors will say, well, when Deontay beat Stiverne, excuse me, Matt, when Deontay beat Stiverne, Shelley Finkel came out and said that it would be too soon for him to get in the ring with Vladimir Klitschko because Deontay Wilder was still a baby and still learning. I'll stop there and allow my co-host in. What's up, co-host?
I just want the caller to actually make a point because he never actually made a point.
Oh, no, he wants to know what I think about the, I guess, comparison of resumes throughout the times of their career. Am I correct with that, Shannon?
Yeah, my point is I don't think he's in a position to be bragging and calling out fighters.
And can you elaborate as to why you don't think he's in a position to brag?
Because you mentioned things that 20 fights ago. What about now?
I understand. I think he needs to get in line. He needs to get in line. There's a queue. I know everyone wants to become multi millionaires and get a big payday and he can retire and then go and carry on doing with his wife and that. But and his hands ain't gonna last much longer. But whose fault's that? Maybe he should have spent longer in the amateur game. Get in line. You'll get knocked out later. The only thing Anthony Joshua's ducking is wild swings. He's going to get KO'd and he's going to get finished. And then I don't know what's going to happen in your channel. You might become no longer biased. One more thing before I go. I was just wondering if you want me to send you out a snorkel because you're clearly deep, deep up in Wilder's ass. That's my call. Thank you very much.
Shannon, before you go.
He's going to go. I mean, he does. Are you going to debate like real men? I guess not.
Well, I wanted to know who was actually ahead of Wilder in the queue. Because that would be interesting. Because after Parker, there's only one other champion. So, I mean, that to me is confusing. Let me get my point. Do you think Gerald Miller, Dylan White, Tyson Fury are ahead of the queue instead of Deontay Wilder, who's undefeated, a champion, who just beat a undefeated Cuban standout amateur? I mean, these are things that just don't make sense on a logical standpoint to me. I really hope somebody else calls in that's an AJ fan that actually wants to have a mature debate instead
of... That was not an AJ fan. I am giving the benefit of the doubt to the Anthony Joshua fans that they are at least logical and sane. There were very many red flags with this man's call, but I chose to allow him to speak freely because this is a platform for the people. Doesn't matter where you come from in the world. Doesn't matter your nationality. It doesn't matter the language you speak. If you want to voice your opinion on boxing, you can do so here. If you want to take a shot at me, you can do so here. All that I ask is you stick around to at least debate. I know there's a lot of other YouTubers out there that block you. I don't do that. Now, I will block you on the chat because you're choosing not to. You're choosing not to voice your opinion. You're choosing to type it from the safety of your keyboard. At least put your voice out there, which we still can't see your face. If you're not intelligent enough to know, we won't be able to put a voice.
Or you can make up a name. You can make up a name. Like, you don't need to give out your real name.
You can actually do that. You know, it would be totally cool as well to just make up a name.
Most do it.
Now, here goes the red flags. When you start comparing resumes and times of wins and losses, that was okay when they both first won their titles. And that was the argument to keep them away. You know, but once Anthony Joshua started unifying, he made a decision, an announcement to the world, that he is attempting to be undisputed. So this mythical line that people want Deontay to get behind, okay, he can do that. He can do that. But there has to be an order. And according to the Anthony Joshua logic, which he unified with Vladimir, and now he's continuing the unification route with Joseph Parker, the only person left is Deontay Wilder. So anything to come before that seems odd. The only reason Takam was before Parker was because it was a quote-unquote mandatory with Pulev, who then pulled out. Again, I'm just speaking logic.
Or it'd be logical to compare, if you're going to compare one guy's title reign, you should compare the other guy's title reign. That would be logical. But again,
so we'll continue the calls. I'm not sure if Blog Talk just got effed up, but you can always Skype us at Nestor Gibbs, NestorGibbs. We're going to go out to David Beanie. Talk to me.
Good evening, guys. Well, afternoon to you there. Yeah, so Ness, I want to know whether you're going to give me a straight answer, because you're quite clever in the way you maneuver around the tough questions. So hopefully you won't duck this one.
What is the question?
The question is, if, as you say, Wilder wants to fight so badly, how come his team have never initiated contact with Eddie Hearn? All Wilder does is he's out there shouting his mouth off like it's WWE.
I think I think that you need to stop right there. I'll just text you the link to this interview. I'll give you the name and title. I actually have it pulled up. It's called Uncut. Eddie Hearn on Joshua Wilder talks Tyson Fury rumors. Con Brook Canelo failed drug tests. Has 81,000 views on Sky Sports Boxing. Mm-hmm. And that'll answer any questions you have.
Well, it doesn't, because as I said,
David, can I answer your question? David, can I answer your question? I know Ness probably won't, but I'll answer your question.
Okay, Matt, if Wilder wants to fight so badly, why has anyone...
No. Wait a minute. Obviously, you think I'm being sarcastic. He answered it. In the start of the interview, it says, my dad and Shirley, and he's got me calling Shirley. My dad and Shelly Finkel sat down. They had a two-hour conversation that got chummy. They had all they said. You know, I could play it. I'll play it. It doesn't matter to me. If you want to lose that bad, this argument, we can do that. There's too much evidence out here. Here you go.
It's a different kind of fight. I think AJ's going to go in. He box against Deontay Wilder. But when he hits him, you know, he'll make him pay. And he will hit him.
Let's see if we can scurry this up.
And have a chat.
There it goes.
And, you know, talk about...
I'm almost there. Scrumming through the scrum.
Punch very hard.
Here we go. Here we go. You ready, David Beanie? Die.
Embedded in heavyweight boxing for decades.
AJ Protectors, get ready.
If you saw the clip. And effectively, he's running scared from this fight. He doesn't want to make it. He didn't even reply.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, it was. He's never sent me an email trying to make this fight. And what happened, as I call him, his new nickname, Shirley Winkle, he's, we're from different eras. You know, we do business in very different ways. My dad has known Shirley Winkle for many years. And I said to my dad, look, go and meet Shirley and have a chat and, you know, talk about the old times. Do you remember when, you know, we was watching a fight in the black and white TVs and stuff like that? So my dad went to New York and he met with
an Aaron. Do you need me to rewind it for you? My dad went to New York and he met with him. So, yeah, so right then and there, wait a minute. I got to mute you. Because right then and there, you know, you just committed perjury on the stand. Everything you came into this first call, you proved that you're uncredible. We cannot take anything coming out your mouth as truth. You just said they have never met. If he wants this fight, why have they never made an attempt? That was a lie. I feel like Maury Povich right now. That was a lie. I don't know, Matt, if you want to get some in before I let him back in, but I mean...
I'm also going to add a couple points. Shelley Finkel did say that they sent two different deals, one for Las Vegas, or I should say packages. One for LA, not LA, sorry, one for Vegas, one for London. That was in the old email thing that was in the post-fight press conference. Also, if you think that that one meeting wasn't enough, that, you know, because they didn't email Eddie Hearn again in a follow-up email to make sure that they got the numbers back from Eddie Hearn, because Eddie Hearn said he was going to give some numbers back to Shelley Finkel and team, and he never did. You know, if you think that, oh, well, that suspect, they should have sent a follow-up email. Well, obviously, at that point, Eddie Hearn and team are already deep in negotiations with Joseph Parker. Obviously, in the media, just like Eddie Hearn likes to use against Wilder, in the media, Eddie Hearn and team were focused on Parker, not Wilder, and they made it very clear that was what the next fight was. So in my opinion, that is why we only had one meeting and we only had a couple emails, and that's it. If you want more extensive negotiations, that's going to be after.
No, if you want me to press play and understand, so you could get a better understanding as to why there is really no more correspondence, you can hear for yourself, or you could take it on faith value that Nestor is not lying to you, unlike yourself. You can hear Eddie Hearn say, well, I was supposed to get back to Shelley Finkel with some packages, but then Deontay Wilder comes out in the media saying he won 50-50, so I figured no need to talk. So who really doesn't want to make the fight? A fighter going to say whatever a fighter is going to say, but you have a chain of command in how you make the fighter. You make that fight. There has to be a contract and an offer for that fighter to accept. He could say whatever he wants. But go ahead, David Beeney. And all you other little punks, call in. Call in. I love it. You're hotting. Hotting and shucking and jiving. Damn. Go ahead, David. Finish it up.
Am I still on? Okay. So, yeah. So, my point was, yeah, so Shelley Finkel came out recently on Boxing Scene and flat out lied. He said, oh, Deontay didn't come and say, oh, I only want 50-50 until a month later, when it was only literally like 5 days later. You can't find one, you know, wrong fact that Eddie has said. You can't. He hasn't lied at all. He hasn't lied at all.
He does all the time. He says Wilder has 16 promoters. That's just factually incorrect.
He's just hyperbole. He's not obviously not.
Dan, please mute yourself until we go to you. Thank you.
So always white lies. It's a white lie. You can say it's hyperbole, but it's still a white lie. That's still an incorrect fact.
My final point. So, as I said, the first Wilder says he's been calling out AJ for 2 years, which maybe may or not be true. I don't know the exact timeline, but
dude, the video's out there, man. I'm sitting next to him. You're out of control, man.
Let me finish. So the first contact between Eddie Hearn and Shelley Finkel was on your fucking show. Like no one from Wilder's team had ever contacted Eddie to say, listen, Eddie, we really want the AJ fight. Let's set up a meeting and let's talk about it. That never, ever happened. Only you were the ones that made it happen. I was listening to the
Okay, so
show.
What is your point?
Because it didn't happen up to a certain point. It's not real?
No. So my point is that Wilder and his team, they know the AJ fight with Big Irv with all the belts on the line. So they're quite happy for AJ to go and get that belt off Parker and then fight him after Parker.
Actually, that's another lie. Actually, that's another lie. Because remember, Joseph Parker was live at the Gerald Washington fight. And when he seen what Deontay Wilder could do, he decided, I'm going to go holler at Anthony Joshua and see what that package is about. But he was supposed to get into the ring and announce the fight. Wilder says it on Showtime. He says it on numerous interviews with us. He said it here with Eddie Hearn. So stop it. You look like an AJ protector with a badge right now. How could you say you agree with that and then say that he's happy for AJ to go collect the belt?
My friend,
before AJ even made it a thought to collect this belt, Wilder had Joseph Parker in Alabama at his fight. Don't you get it?
They were in negotiations. Then AJ, I mean,
hilarious, man. It's like these guys have a force field around their brain.
Again, Joseph Parker was in negotiations with the Wilder team, and then Joseph Parker left those negotiations to negotiate with Anthony Joshua. I mean, to say that Wilder couldn't make him is true. He can't make another guy fight him.
Hilarious, no. Matt. I'm a Wilder protector, exactly. Yet I want him to fight Joseph Parker. I'm a Wilder protector, yet I'm waving the flag for him to fight Anthony Joshua. I mean, you guys just want to take my words because they sound so sexy and try to use them in your favor, and you can't. Wilder protector never is going to sound as good as a fucking AJ protector. You guys got badges, man. And let me see. I see you guys in other people's video using that. I fucking made that. All right? That's my shit, AJ protectors. Trying to use it like the Flomos and the Pactars. No, that's my shit. Patent pended.
Very quickly, somebody in the chat saying like, oh, you guys are quoting Wilder. That's bullshit. You know, he always lies. But you guys are taking Eddie Hearn for face value. Like,
no.
He
doesn't lie.
You do realize that, like, you are doing the exact thing that you are criticizing us for, in a sense. You're taking one side for face value without any sort of actual third-party evidence to corroborate it. But that's the point of boxing. That's the point of the show. We come in debate, call in, you know. But let's not pander here and lie about, oh, one side's all lies and one side's not. That's just not true. Both sides are saying lies. Both sides are saying half-truths. And both sides are saying some things that are absolutely factual.
Matt, if you happen to fly into one of those windmills in Las Vegas, what would happen to you? End the fucking story. All these windmill Wilder ass comments. Somebody get inside that windmill. See what's happening to the... Don't you see what's happening to the people that are inside the windmill? He's not even landing the punches straight. I mean, I'm biased because I can see. So everyone was biased who picked Floyd over Pacquiao, I guess. Oh, yes, they were. They were called Flomos because you thought one was better than the other. Fucking weirdos. Let's get to my man, Dan. New caller. Dan, talk to us. Where are you calling in from?
What's going on? How you doing? You good?
I'm good. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from England, mate.
England. All right. Well, take it away, Dan.
I spoke to you before, but in a different account when I was censor ages ago. But it's interesting listening, mate, because I'm an AJ fan, of course. I've been watching a lot of Deontay's fights. And I do think that AJ wins the fight. But at the same time, I do also feel that AJ and his team are scared of the fight. I think they know that... that it's a tough fight, and I think they are putting it off. And I can see why, because when I watched the Ortiz fight recently, I was thinking, you know, like most people in that seventh round, like, you know, if that was AJ, that's over, it's finished, it's done. Then to see him come back the way he did, I just kind of feel with AJ's roboticness that if one of those big right hands lands, they come from such unorthodox angles that he's likely to land. And I don't know how he's going to withstand, whether he's going to be able to get his composure back. Because when Deontay gets going and the windmill does start swinging, he does swing a lot of fucking punches. And unlike Klitschko, I think if AJ was rocked, I think Deontay would throw so much of a windmill that he would land and get him out of there. So definitely an AJ fan, but I wouldn't call myself an AJ protector because, you know, I can see the danger in the fight as well.
Well, I mean, you spoke of it sanely, so there's no way you're a protector, you know?
Yeah, that's how I see it.
If you can see some of the obvious things, at least, and it's not AJ. Come on, fighters are going to fight. We all know that.
Yeah.
But fighters are the boss. Eddie works for AJ.
But sometimes fighters don't realize that, unfortunately. Sometimes it takes a while for a fighter to realize.
I think this is the Mayweather era, and he showed everyone how to be a boxer.
But Ness, not everyone's different. Everyone comes to them being their own boss in a way at different times. I don't think AJ is his own boss yet. He's close, but he's not there yet.
I don't feel he is either. I still feel that Eddie Hearn is controlling everything that he does completely.
Brother, AJ is a franchise at this point. If AJ's contract were up, Eddie would give him the world because AJ is the boss. AJ goes anywhere and becomes the Canelo for whatever promotional company.
Yes, that's why
it's boxing. He can literally go anywhere because it's heavyweight boxing.
True. That's why in this year we are seeing that transition. We are seeing that switch in his mentality of, oh, I'm the boss, actually. We saw that in Canelo last year. We saw that switch. You know, so I think that's what we're gonna see with Joseph Parker win is that switch with Anthony Joshua.
And the gloves is off, you know, it proves both of you guys wrong. He says Wilder could have been here. Wilder could have been here. So look, the guy knows Wilder's been calling him out, and it's just insane for me to believe that no one sees, because I see it. I say to myself, listen, if I'm Joshua, I don't fight Wilder now. I fight everybody but Wilder now. Why? Because he represents the most risk.
But that's not how fighters think, Ness. That's how a promoter thinks.
You're fucking crazy. That's not how fighters think.
Fighter thinks, oh, he's talking shit. I want to go kick his ass. That's how.
Uh-huh. Right after they walk out, they fucking $6.9 million mansion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. If the guy talks enough shit, a fighter, no matter what they get, is going to react.
Brother.
Rocky taught us that, man. Rocky taught us that. Rocky was...
Think he's 100% confident that he's going to get in there.
I can't hear you, brother, because Matt is talking. Let him finish and you go.
My bad.
What you say, Matt, about Rocky over here?
I said Rocky was in silk sheets. And he had a guy talking enough shit that he started fighting him. I'm just saying, Rocky taught us that no matter how rich you get, if a guy talks enough shit, you can take the fight.
That is possible, but he's got to talk enough shit. You understand me? You could still take... Let me tell you something. Don't tell me that AJ, Eddie Hearn, and Barry are not intelligent enough to sit that boy down and say, dog, what means more to you? The few quotes that Wilder's going to say, oh, this $25 million guarantee versus Dillian White.
They absolutely will do that. But
come on,
I think,
bro, AJ, nobody crazy.
I think AJ, after this fight, will say, I don't care. I'm taking the Wilder fight.
Man, AJ is fucking 28. Canelo ducked three fights before he took Triple G in front of the world.
How old is Canelo right now? Canelo's 27, bro. Come on.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. But we're talking careers. Listen to what I'm saying, right? You think that Eddie isn't going to use that as proof? Like, look, baby, they love Canelo more than they love you in the States, baby, and they accepted it. He fought Amir Khan, and they accepted it. He fought Liam Smith, and they accepted it. He tested positive, and they accepted it, baby. Let Eddie, and he puts on the shades. Let Eddie guide you, Joshua. Don't you worry about it. You're only 28. You can fight this guy. He's 32. He's begging for the fight. That's what they're saying about Loma. That's what fucking Floyd is telling Loma about Gervonta. Oh, he's 32. He's got to fight you. Gervonta's still young. He can do what he wants. You think I don't know these fucking statements? Come on. I've been doing this shit almost.
He is 100% going to say that. No one's denying that. No one's denying that, Ness. But I'm denying that AJ is going to accept that this time. I don't think he does.
We'll see. Georgie, why don't you call in, Georgie? You so badly want to be this crusader for everybody against us. Like, you're so pathetic. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand what it is that I'm saying wrong. You know? But whatever.
I think we'll see March 31st. I think we'll see because Eddie's obviously going to try and capitalize.
Listen, March 31st, I'm sorry to cut you off because I don't want you to say what I'm already going to say.
Yeah, you're a little amped up, man. You're cutting everything.
No, I'm not amped up. I'm just stating facts. March 31st, there is nowhere to hide. March 31st is exactly what Deontay said. We're going to smoke him out. March 31st, he's getting in the fucking ring. And the entire UK public, not just people who are on YouTube, not just people who frequent SkySports.com or watch it in Sky Sports. No, the entire fucking world is going to see Deontay Wilder get in this man's face and say, stop ducking me. And it will be nowhere else to run. There will be nowhere else to hide. There will be no statement any AJ Pateka could say to make it look okay. It's impossible.
I hope that happens.
Listen, when Tyson Fury got in the ring with Deontay Wilder, that was the only fight we wanted to see. But then fucking Fury, you know, went crazy.
Yeah.
So when you get in someone's ring, you disrespect them.
Yeah.
Shane did it to Floyd, and he got the fight. Laura did it to Canelo, and he got the fight. Now, it would be up to Anthony Joshua to break history and let Deontay Wilder get all up in his ring and not do nothing, because he could easily say and make that guaranteed $25 million. You know who else was used to make? You know who else used to make a guaranteed $25 million and didn't give a fuck? Uh-huh. Floyd Mayweather, when he fought Guerrero, he ain't give a fuck. Floyd Mayweather, when he fought Berto, he ain't give a fuck. So again, Joshua could take the blueprint. It's out there. It's out there.
I think how much of a change in personality that AJ is going to have to show. Because if Wilder steps in that ring and gets in his face and he's like, boy, we're going to get fucking fighting. And AJ, he's going to have to be aggressive back, which he never does. So it's going to be interesting to see AJ switch and all of a sudden become this aggressive monster that he's never shown. Because if Deontay, that is a big man, and he's in your face looking aggressive the way he will, then AJ is going to have to match that. Because if he doesn't, he's going to look like a pussy straight up.
And for those in the chat, and thank you again for calling in, Dan. For those in the chat saying, oh, Wilder won't get in the ring, security won't let him. Let me tell you, that would be a direct message sent from Eddie or Joshua not to let him in, because according to Deontay Wilder, he was given permission by Sky Sports. He is hired to do the telecast, and he was told he could get in the ring. You could go check out our interview, because I knew that there would exist AJ protectors like you guys, and I asked all those questions. I said, yo, but the world is going to look at it like you're disrespecting Anthony Joshua. It's his post fight and you're getting in his ring. He said, no, I was invited. I was invited by Sky Sports. They want me to get in the ring. So you can say I'm pushing agendas. I'm pushing the truth. AJ protectors have horse blinders on, and you don't see the truth.
Can we get to the callers?
Yo, Matt. Hung up with Dan. You forgot? We just literally hung up with Dan. You trying to make me look bad? We hung up with Dan right now. Want me to bring him on so he can tell you himself?
Yeah, we go to another caller.
All right, well, we are. If you know like I know, you should lie low.
I used to get it in Ohio. Yo, what's up? What's up, fellas, man? Mess, man. You gotta keep the pressure on these fools' necks, man. I just can't believe some of the stuff I'm seeing in this chat room and some of the stuff. Some of these callers is even saying, man.
And the chat is pathetic.
It's one thing to like a fighter, man, but it's another thing to, like, you're scared for the fighter, man. Like, why are you scared for, they are getting cashed out in the tens of millions. So if they lose, guess what? They can do a rematch. I mean, it's just getting to the point, man. Like, when you want to defend your country, you want to rep your set, so to say, it's getting to the point, like, it's just getting sad, man. And, like, Matt, you know, I usually rock with you, man. But it's just like, you've become somewhat of an apologist for your man. And it's, I don't know, man.
What about that's incorrect?
It's not about incorrect,
So I haven't been wrong, okay.
No, real is real, though. Real is real. And, like, one thing I want to ask is, man, don't let up, man. Don't let up. Keep the pressure on them.
Yo, they hated Howard Stern, man. They hated Star and Buck Wild. They hated Charlemagne the God. They can hate on me. I'm going to always tell the truth.
Yeah, but, and just like you said, that was a good point, man. If he doesn't get in the ring, that is a direct request by Hearn and Company. Flat out. That's my call, man. Good show.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling. And we're going to go to Joaquin. What up?
Yo, what up? What's going on, y'all?
Where you calling from, Florida?
Yeah, from Florida. It's my first time calling on Skype, man. I don't know what was wrong with Blog Talk, so I downloaded Skype, figured out how to get on here.
Yeah, way easier. Look how clear you sound.
Yeah, I know. Y'all sound better too, man. But just real quick, man. Somebody earlier was saying something about, that the first time Hearn and Finkel ever linked up was through your show. And I don't believe that to be true, because when they was on the show, I remember listening, and I remember them getting into not an argument, but a little disagreement about Eddie Hearn reached out to Shelly Finkel about giving Dillian White to Deontay Wilder, and Shelly Finkel replied back with, "We don't want White, we want AJ," to which Eddie Hearn never responded. And that was them two on the phone on this show. I remember that. So that's actually not true. Whoever talk about, oh, they never, ever even spoke before the boxing voice, that's bullshit. And that was really the main point I wanted to make, because I was listening to that shit. And, you know, at the end of the day, bro, these people off the chain. If AJ's actually scared of Deontay Wilder, probably not. You know what I mean? I don't think he's really, like, fearful in his heart. But this is a business. Nobody gets in the business to lose money. And Eddie Hearn is obviously trying to milk this shit for everything it's fucking worth, because they all know that right hand is going to take down AJ's kingdom. I mean, it will. He'll probably still make a lot of money after that L and everything, but, you know, it's a business. So I can respect what Eddie Hearn's doing, but as boxing fans, they got to chill out and just be honest, man. Like, you know, they ducking Wilder, they bucking, they running. He's smart. Eddie Hearn's a smart dude. He's a charismatic dude. He knows how to play it. And at the end of the day, you know, he knows that obviously fucking people in the UK is going to rock with AJ no matter what, man. To the point where they're making shit up and they remember what they want to remember, you know what I mean, instead of remembering the facts. So that's really all I wanted to call in and say, man. Y'all keep applying pressure, man. Keep doing good work.
Well, thank you, brother. Thanks for calling in all the way in Florida, Joaquin. We're going out to Dallas. Mike, talk to us. Mike, you there? Going once, twice, three times, you're out. Well, there you have it, folks. That is the end of the callers, Matt. So, yeah, I guess we're on the final talk tease.
Hit that outro.
Oh, I'm already ahead of you. Always doing what I'm supposed to do. Unlike what Anthony Joshua did when he signed a contract to fight Joshua instead of Deontay. He didn't want that bomb squad all in his face, hey? And all you AJ protectors.
I don't blame Joshua for taking Joseph Parker before Wilder. Wilder trying to take Joseph Parker.
Hold on, we got some calls. Long distance, you there? Is Block Talk working? Hello? Are you there?
Block Talk isn't working, man. Come on. What are you doing? We're good. We're doing our final thoughts. Let me do my final thoughts. You cut me off, Ness. Come on.
I always do that.
I know. I don't think it's a big deal or it should be bad that AJ is in a unification against Joseph Parker, who is a really good and talented top five heavyweight in the world. Wilder was trying to do that. Wilder was trying to take Joseph Parker's title before facing AJ too. So I don't blame AJ for that. AJ just had more resources to poach that title, so to speak. So I don't blame him at all. I think this fight is still happening this year. I even have a $100 bet with Pittsburgh Brew on this. So I'm even putting my money on it that Wilder Joshua happens this year, 2018. I see it happening. I think maybe we get one in-between fight, maybe in the summer, but that's it. I doubt it. I think the fans want it.
They're going to have three fights this year and fight each other. You're crazy.
I can see a November or December fight. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying that they're both going to get one more in-between.
Maybe. I don't think it will happen. I think Wilder and Joshua is still happening.
He's in tonight.
What are you talking about? Shut up. But yeah, final thoughts. I'm Matt Tipton. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, MMA Podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to help support your favorite boxing channel and get hours and hours and hours of extra content. And go check out the other shows we did yesterday. Your boy did two solo public shows without Nestor Gibbs. So go check that out. Go hit the thumbs up button. Share the show. Peace.
Yes. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. Future, present, past. It helps with the visibility of the show. Shout out to Ronald Finkel on a super chat. Always appreciating what we do around here. We appreciate all super chats and Patreon subscribers. It definitely helps us do what we got to do. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts, shucking and jiving. Moving around side to side, lateral movement. There's more metaphorical boxing going on in all these interviews and quotes than there is actual boxing in the ring between the two mans at question. That being said, we can't do it without you, so...
It is hard to continue developing new content and covering the sport as thorough as we do without contributions from loyal listeners like you. If you enjoyed listening to the Boxing Voice Radio and find it informative and entertaining, please consider making a donation.